Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number three of the program happening right now. I'm going to have to somehow figure out a way to get through these last 2 hours. I'm hungry.
I got you, buddy.
All right. Do it together. I didn't smoke a Black and Mild today, and I think that's affected me.
So,
all right. What I'm happy about that.
What I did was I gave you my phone.
Yeah.
So that if when asking questions, if you need, you know, what does this photo mean?
Yeah.
Or help spur a question, if you will. You got the whole vacation right there. So
all
you
right.
can swipe.
Should I scroll left? I'm not going to come across anything.
No, not safe for work stuff.
Sure.
You're good. You're
just
good.
Making sure.
You might see some Hinge screenshots, photos of mom, of course.
We're here for that.
But yeah, fire away.
All right. So I guess first and foremost, but paint the picture though. We need, look, you spent 2 weeks there. How did this thing come about? Let's get to the genesis of the trip first.
Yeah. I'm going to do my best.
We don't need to 3 hour long.
Cato.
Yeah. Give us the Cliff Notes version of it. Okay.
I was supposed to be going on a vacation with Shorty to July 1st through 4th to Port Aransas. That was what was scheduled when I asked Tim for the time off.
What a pivot.
And then going to California the same time I went.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be the two vacations. And then obviously me and Shorty broke up.
Mm.
And I said, well, I got all this time off now. I got to make this trip worth
Greece.
It. I said, Mom, you want to go to Greece? We said, we'll split the trip. And bought the tickets.
Yeah.
And I knew I wanted to go to Athens 100%. That was my main reason for going. We're seeing the history, seeing the Acropolis, seeing all the different ruins and the civilization, how it started and seeing all that. My mom really wanted to go to Santorini, which is most of you guys probably know, but that's like when you think of Greece, that's what you think of with the whitewashed buildings.
Is that the plane?
No, that's the metro. That's me taking a picture of the metro.
Okay.
$1.20 to get around all of Athens.
£1.25.
My mom wanted to go to Santorini, blue domes, whitewashed buildings, beautiful sunsets, caldera, the whole nine. So those are the two penciled in places. One's an island. One's just the inlet, Athens being that one. And then Paros, which is another island. I kind of figured out as we were planning the trip, I wanted to go to kind of like a party island, also nice beaches. So kind of like the relaxing part of the trip, like history.
So just off the cuff, you said, all right, me and Shorty ain't going to make it. Yeah. We were supposed to go to Port Aransas and let me pivot and go to Greece.
Yeah.
Was Greece like something that had been sitting in your hip pocket?
Not really.
You just woke up one day and decided,
yeah,
I'm feeling Greek today.
I'm feeling Greek today. And it was a phenomenal decision.
By the way, I got to give a shout out to Tolo and Fatty Extraordinaire Baseball Bill, who tweeted out what a Greek salad is.
Oh, wow.
Okay, yes. So I'll be sure to quote tweet this and send it to you as well.
Shout out to him.
Shout out to Baseball Bill.
I just woke up and said, let's just do Greece.
Okay.
I've already done London, which wasn't very European to me.
Yeah.
Now going to Greece, like Greece is European.
Yeah.
London's very American.
Okay.
Very close to America as far as obviously the language. Like people are all speaking English there. It's just more posh in London.
Yeah.
American ways, if you will. It felt like I was still in America when I was in London. Just
really,
just cobblestone roads and outside, Big Ben
outside
and stuff.
Of the voices, outside of the accents.
Yeah, and it's not even that heavy of an accent to be honest. Like London proper, it's very Americanized. Like they don't even really consider.
See, but you didn't go to the outskirts.
I did a little bit, but most European countries don't consider London part of Europe. You know that. like the United Kingdom. Like they're not really part of.
Well, they did. I mean, they did. There is the Brexit. That's they did. They did leave the European Union. Yeah. So there's that.
Okay. But yeah, and I decided to go to Greece, and then we ended up there.
Okay. So
you're probably still in Athens, if I'm guessing, on the photo gallery.
Yeah, we're at the first municipal community here. So I guess the first thing, you know, and like I said, you and I chit-chat a little bit throughout the course of your stay. I guess first and foremost, what would you say was the biggest surprise for you? Of all the things that you had thought about, read about, I mean, you know, you showed me some of the Airbnb, and it looks very westernized, right? Like, that when you look at some of the stuff, it's like, oh, you know, and to borrow a phrase from Vincent Vega, you know, they got the same bleep over there they got over here, but it's just there. It's a little bit different.
Clay, so out there, I would just say the biggest takeaway, the biggest surprise is America's very individualistic, very much you get up, do your thing.
Yeah.
And being over there in
Hustle
Greece.
Hustle culture.
Being over there in Greece and just Europe in general, it's very, what's the word, holistic. Like, it's very community-based, very, like, when you're walking out, you're saying good morning to everybody you walk by for the most part. You're, like, people are eating together. No one's on their phones. People, they have siesta, which is, like, that's a very big thing in European countries where you just, from 1 to 4 every day, they just, like, get
you're
off work.
Just napping?
Napping, going and hanging out with their friends, going to the beach, like, nothing. I try to wake up at 7:30 for coffee. Nothing was open. Remember when you said go get coffee?
Yeah.
Nothing was open. And I don't mean just like not the popular spots. Nothing was open.
So you're bebopping around Greece at 7:30 and it's ghost town.
Everyone's just like sitting on their porch drinking their own coffee.
Drinking their own coffee.
Yeah. And then you try
Did you make any coffee while you were there?
I had all the Airbnbs we had a little espresso machines in there. Okay. So we were set. But different is, you know, our nightlife ends at 2 o'clock. In America, for the most part.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, there's some
after hour clubs.
But for the most part, in Greece, everything's open till 5, 6 a.m. And it closes when they want to. So that was another big thing. I made some friends when I was in Patos with our driver, who ended up being like my age.
Yeah.
And he had invited me with all his friends to get a beer, hang out and stuff. And the place closed. Like, the owner locks the door at 2 o'clock. Drops the keys off with them. It's like, y'all just close up whenever to us regular people that are just eating there. Like, they're, it's just so, I don't know. Like, people would steal.
Very trustworthy.
Very trustworthy. People would steal, even if that's your friend. Can you imagine?
Is there no crime in Greece? Like, what were the police
in
Greece?
I'm sure there was crime. Not where I saw anything. Yeah. I never really saw anybody getting pulled over.
Did you go to the sketchy parts of Athens?
I did not. Okay. I did not, but I also stayed in Daphne, which was not in Athens. It was like 10 minutes from there, and I had to take the metro to the main city part. So I was in like a neighborhood. Like, I was in like a locals. There was like no tourists where I was physically staying, sleeping my head at night. And I didn't see very much. Everyone was just walking down the street.
Yeah.
I mean, kids were having field trips at like 6 p.m. It's 8 p.m. and they're at the park.
Was school going on?
No, but I'm just okay. When I say field trips, I'm just like summer camp is what was going on and stuff like that.
All right, so let me ask you this then: is there schedule then? I mean, outside of the time and you know, getting up and everything like that, but as far as like, what was the most westernized / American part of Greece that you noticed?
What do you mean?
Like just as far as how was there anything that they did? That did remind you, like, oh, okay, yeah, I feel like I'm back in the United States.
Not really. There wasn't very much connection. It's a completely different world.
Okay.
I wouldn't really say there's any comparison as far as how they live their life to America. I mean, there was McDonald's out there.
Did you go in?
Yes, but I didn't want to eat anything. I had McDonald's in the States.
You didn't get any, well, but if it's so different, I mean, you didn't try a Royale with cheese?
I didn't, but I will say, honestly, it's easier to talk about differences. There's not a single drive-through there. Now, I did talk to some locals, and they do have a drive-through, and it's only McDonald's. At least now, could this person have been lying to me? Yes.
Did you see Burger King while you were there?
Only in the airport. Okay. The only American restaurants I saw were KFC.
Which you said was off the chain, though, didn't it?
Off the chain.
Okay. Why?
So I get the gravy, and it's loaded with gravy. Like, there's more gravy than potatoes. You go in America, they give you a little puddle right in the middle, like a little pool. This thing was filled with gravy.
Yeah, and you're a gravy guy.
And I'm a gravy guy.
Was it good? Did it taste like KFC here?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Better.
Really?
The food overall, not talking about fast food, but just the food overall that I had over there, so much cleaner. Yeah. There's no preservatives and shipped over here. Right. Like, you're eating what is grown there.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm sure they ship in stuff every once in a while. But for the most part,
you didn't feel salty or processed or anything like that.
Like, and I'm not just saying it because I was there. Like, my stomach felt it. Like, yeah. I was just, okay, here we go. Here's the TMI part of the grease talking.
So you didn't poo the entire time you were there?
Yes and no. I did, but like I said, TMI. So for anyone's listening, he's got a weak stomach.
You didn't need a dude wipe.
Didn't need a dude wipe.
That's crazy.
There was no Taco Bells. There was no 45-minute Pepto. Yeah. It was the
no Rolaids.
It was the
Tums.
Cleanest experience you could ever imagine,
literally and figuratively.
One to two wipes each time.
Wow.
And it didn't matter what I had that day. It's not like, oh, Blake, you had a banana. Like, it didn't matter if I had lunch, breakfast, and dinner.
Odd choice.
this guy. Also, this is in all European countries. Yeah. You don't flush the toilet paper down the toilet.
Really?
You put it in the bin.
Because you apparently don't need to.
You put it in the bin next to you.
Did you use a Q-tip while you were there?
For my ears?
What else are you going to use a Q-tip
for? Oh, that was
for?
Random. Why'd you think of your Q-tip? I think I did. Yeah, I brought Q-tips. I just cleaned my ears. But that also, when I show you pictures of the water,
that's
why it looks so clean. Because they don't. There's no water bottles floating around.
Right.
The water. Greece, for me, cleanest place I've ever seen in my life. As far as the street, they're cleaning the streets while people are partying. They got street sweepers out there cleaning. There's barely any trash cans anywhere, so you just have to kind of hold your stuff. Like, you're not just throwing stuff.
Yeah.
Trash bans aren't just
not littering everywhere all over the place.
Just clean city. I'm sure if I went and ventured out to the slums, I could find where it's not. But the places I went, very clean. Okay.
Now, from a historical standpoint, let's talk about the historical places you went to.
Okay.
Give us, because your phone already locked up because I was talking to you.
A lot of history. That was mainly all in Athens. I went to a couple old cities when I was in Santorini, like Thera, which was there I think they said it was 1,500 years before Christ. And this was a town that people lived in. And it was just really interesting seeing, like, they preserved the city. I'll show you pictures. They preserved these cities with, they have like columns and
I was gonna say, they were doing some restoration in some of the places you showed me.
Yeah. And the fact that these cities are still up for the most part, where you can walk through and see how people used to live. Like, I'm talking about before Christ. Like, this is
we're talking about 3,000, 4,000 years ago.
And you can see some of these buildings and even some of the, you just see the inspiration in today's buildings. Whether it's clay buildings or rivers or trouts or bridges or staircases or beds, whatever, like, you see where this stuff originated. And it was very interesting for my brain to see the hit, like, not a picture of it, not someone talked about it,
there.
To be right there in front of like some of the first buildings. Now, I know someone will probably be super smart and come on the text line and say the Roman culture and the Egyptians. And yes, that is true. The Romans, the pyramids, that stuff was before. But as far as like kind of like the Western world, this was some of the first ones that people had saw. And it was really cool being in there. And then being places like the Acropolis, the Parthenon. I always mess up this one. Argophagus Hill.
Yeah.
Right next to the Acropolis is where Apostle Paul gave his speech to the Greeks, pretty much telling them their Greek gods and paganism was not real and Christianity was real. And I'm not trying to get
right. No, that's just what happened. That's just what happened.
That's just what that spot was. So that was pretty surreal for me to be.
I was gonna say, how did did you feel?
Oh no, I felt like I didn't have my phone out. I gave my phone to my mom and I was just enjoying the space of just like I'm at a spot where. Literally, an apostle gave a speech to that changed history and gave Christianity to Europe and Greece. Because, I mean, obviously, I think most people know this. In Greek culture, they believe that their god, Zeus, and all these people were God. Like, that's what they believed in. And so this is the first person coming, kind of saying like, no, Christianity is this thing. And obviously other people came and spread their religious beliefs there as well. But it was really cool being in the exact spot. Like, I think I thought in my head things would be blocked off and you'd be seeing it from afar. Like, you're like standing on the hill. They let you walk,
right? So the accessibility was even more so than you thought.
The only thing that you didn't get to like walk in was the Parthenon on top of the Acropolis, which is okay. You know, the big thing I put on my Instagram, that huge column building. You get, I mean, there's a million people outside of it and you get right on top of it, but you can't be like inside of it. But I mean, it's just, you can see right through it. It's not like there's doors in there or anything. By the way, this is a banger playing in the background.
Oh, I'm getting my glow stick out during the break.
Okay. Yeah, history was great. Like I said, the first 4 days was just Blake historying it up. I climbed the top, the highest point in Athens, Mount Libicatus.
Okay.
I always messed that one up. Yeah. I have to look up exactly how high it is, but it was literally, if you go on my Instagram, it's on there, the highest point in Athens, and you can just see the entire city.
At like, Blake Live __, correct. In case you're wondering.
Correct.
Now that you did what? Athens first.
Yep.
Santorini second. Yep. Then you did what? Paros third, and then Mykonos fourth. When you look back on it, and you FaceTimed me when you were at Mykonos, and it looked as
that was
exciting.
A beach party.
I mean, that was certainly a time. How was it just the juxtaposition? Because that's what it feels like, right? And because again, you went from literally the history of the world to
modern party
where we're at now with bikini clad women sitting on rocks.
Now, I think I'm very proud of myself for the travel itinerary of how I did it. I would do it the same way, getting the history in, getting the hard work, the climbing mountains, the running all over the city first, and then like I said, the caldera and Santorini. Pretty sunsets, pictures, and then party for the last.
What were your interactions with the locals like?
So that's a great question. That's a great way to end this. So first day or first trip, Athens, I meet some locals, meet a girl.
Yeah.
And she takes me on.
What happened to Erotza, by the way?
It's Erotza. Erotza sounds like a roach. She's still on the phone.
Okay.
But either way, meet a girl named, I don't want to say her name. We'll say
oh, you think she's listening?
We'll say it's like
she's Fatian from Greece.
Victoria, boom, takes me around the whole place of Athens, taking me through back streets, different local spots that they eat at.
Lucky you didn't get kidnapped.
On top of just rooftop bar, whatever, and it's all locals up here. I mean, she's ordering in Greek. You know, I'm getting the full experience. So that was
now.
Really
where did you and Victoria meet?
Hinge.
Okay.
Shout out Hinge.
So Hinge, okay, real quick. So Hinge.
Shout out Hinge.
Same accessibility in Greece as you do here in the States.
Hinge is the goat.
Easy, buddy. Or wait, did you and Abby meet on Hinge?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. I thought he was like, Hinge is great.
Calm down, Groat. Calm down.
No, but I will say having a Greek girl who you've only met from Hinge pull up to your Airbnb and you having to walk out to her in the car definitely was, I was scared because I was like, it's just weird. It's different if it's like America's like, hey, you know the spots, pull up to whatever. Yeah. We might know some friends that know your friends. Like, this is a random girl that I don't even know if she speaks English really.
So was she driving?
She was driving.
So she just showed up.
She had her little Fiat. Like,
okay.
I don't know what they had.
Was it a manual or an automatic?
It was manual.
Oh.
I mean, she's going up hills. Right, I mean,
just,
she was.
Just skeeting all over the road.
Wow. And I had to pull up and she showed me around the town. I felt like a local, so it was good. I was learning Greek. Okay. I was teaching her Texas words.
Yeah.
On phoning them, standing on business.
Okay. How was her English?
It was great. She was half Russian and Ukrainian, so she had a thick accent. Oh,
little torn, huh?
Yeah. It was nice.
which side was she on?
I think Russia.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she was okay with bombing Ukraine.
I guess. I don't know.
Wow.
We didn't get into it.
Wow.
Didn't
ask. She tells you she's half Ukrainian, half Russian. You don't say, as a joke, which side are you on?
That's a you joke. I'm staying far away from that. I do not want the vibes
to be. Let's get political.
No, I'm trying to.
I mean, it's only the most active war in the world right now. Different. I mean, outside of. That's literally like a Palestinian and a Jew talking.
Did see a bunch of those.
Okay.
There, when I was in Athens, there was a bunch of signs out there. siding for political stuff. They actually had to have a SWAT.
It was, because I know you showed me some of the pictures too. Like, there was a lot of activism going
and
on.
You were having to teach me some why this was going on.
Yes, we did. We did get a little bit of a conversation. Yeah. I'm a little disappointed we didn't get into the. I wish I had known about the half Ukrainian, half Russian woman.
Dude, I was.
What a pull. I'm disappointed. I'm just now finding out about this young lady.
Fred.
What was her name?
Victoria.
Oh, that's so half.
Fred, I was leaving bars at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And said girl, instead of us going home, it was like, you just want to go get in the sea, get in the Aegean Sea, and I did it. 6 a.m.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
I will say.
That sounds fantastic.
That was one of the moments where it was like, I'm living life.
Yeah,
and I'm not even saying it in a sexual way.
No.
Like, we were friendly. We just got in the sea at 6 a.m.
I'm very platonic.
After the bar, and the fact that it was so accessible, I was like, I can't do this in Texas. So I got to just live in the moment. And that's why
you could have done it at Port Aransas.
Yeah, in the brown water.
What's that flesh-eating bacteria on my leg? My God.
Yeah, but overall, good trip. Learned some different words.
We're
going to
do part
back.
Two tomorrow. We're going to do part two tomorrow. I feel like we're just scratching the surface of this. Definitely got to do the Hinge part. I'm disappointed I'm just now finding out about the half Ukrainian, half Russian woman.
I'll show you a picture. Oh, you'll be able to tell.
I can't wait.
She sent a voice message too, so you can hear her accent.
Let's see if we can get her on the show. All right, coming up next, we got to find out what side she's on. Coming up next, let's find out what the crazy texter had to say, and let's do a little khakis kicks, do a little round table, what everybody's wearing. I think we already know what Blake is. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.